1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 11 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Jefferson Shaw. The federal opposition is calling for swift punishment of protesters who waved the Hezbollah flag and carried frame pictures of the group's leader over the weekend. Major demonstrations have been held after Hassan Nasrallah was killed in an Israeli airstrike. The government is warning non-citizens who took part in the protests may have their visas cancelled. Liberal leader Peter Dutton says Labor and the police need to act quickly.
The laws do provide for an offence in that regard, and the law should be enforced, and I find it completely unacceptable that the government wouldn't be arresting people already or cancelling visas of people who are glorifying Hezbollah and Hamas and others. They have no place in our country.
Israel has bombed an area in Beirut in its first attack on the Lebanese capital outside the southern suburbs. At least 105 people have been killed in the last 24 hours. Back home, firefighters say high fuel loads and warmer conditions will make this summer a challenging one. The state's fire season officially begins tomorrow, prompting a reminder for all households to be prepared in case of a bushfire emergency. RFS Commissioner Rob Rogers says it's crucial to make sure your home is ready.
Because whether you're going to stay or go, if your home is prepared, then it gives firefighters a lot better chance to save your home. Clean out your gutters, things like that. Remove combustibles from around your home and have a hose that will reach all the way around your property. Simple things like that can make all the difference.
Firefighters from New South Wales Fire and Rescue will receive a pay rise while negotiations continue between the state government and the union. The interim deal will see a pay increase of 3% and put a stop to industrial action. Emergency Service Minister Jia Dib says it's a good first step, but there's still a way to go.
Obviously, there's an industrial claim that's been negotiated at the moment. It's also in front of the Industrial Relations Commission. But in the meantime, what we've agreed to is to offer an interim 3% that will be backdated from when the award expired. And we'll continue to resolve all the remaining issues and hopefully come up with an agreement that's more than fair and sustainable.
A man has been stabbed in the back near a Sydney light rail station. The 22-year-old was attacked while walking near the China stop at Haymarket yesterday afternoon. Police are searching for a suspect seen fleeing the area. The kidnapper of 4-year-old Cleo Smith in Western Australia is set to learn today if an appeal against the length of his jail term has been successful. Anne Barclay reports.
Terence Kelly is serving a 13-and-a-half-year jail term for snatching the then 4-year-old from her family tent in 2021. His lawyers are appealing the length of that term. They've argued the judge who sentenced Kelly made a mistake when she ruled his drug use was a significant factor behind his decision to take little Cleo from the coastal campsite and keep her at his Carnarvon home for 18 days. The court was also told the full weight of Kelly's traumatic childhood, which involved neglect and abuse, wasn't taken into account when determining his level of culpability for his crime. The appeals board is due to hand down its decision today.
Labor says a reduction in federal government spending has helped keep the nation's finances in the black. Today's release of the final budget outcome will show a surplus of $15.8 billion for this financial year, but the government admits a more challenging economic environment could result in a deficit next year. And country and Western music legend Kris Kristofferson has died at the age of 88. He was best known as the singer-songwriter behind Help Me Make It Through the Night and as the leading man in the 1976 version of A Star Is Born alongside Barbara Streisand.
Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free.
Kristofferson died at his home in Maui, surrounded by family.
Hope weather.
A high chance of showers today, becoming less likely this afternoon. Winds south to southwesterly, 15 to 25 kilometres an hour, tending south to southeasterly in the middle of the day, then becoming light in the evening. Right now, it's 19 degrees in the city, 22 in the west. Partly cloudy tomorrow, getting up to 22 degrees. A shower or two on Wednesday and 20. Partly cloudy on Thursday, a top of 21. That's the latest Hope news. I'm Jefferson Shaw.
Sydney's
Hope 1032. Little Amigos Kids Cafe is a fiesta of school holiday fun for little ones, with stacks of interactive play zones. Go on a safari aboard our train and meet fun jungle animals. Then enjoy a delicious snack or meal in the cafe. And enter the Little Amigos School Holiday Colouring Competition to win great prizes. September 28 to October 13. Come for a play or book a party at station-sponsored Little Amigos Kids Cafe, Carlingford Court and Penrith Westfield. Or littleamigos.com.
Warbank, truck broken down Newbridge Road, Lane 1, westbound just past Heathcote Road. Out from Mascot, you'll have no problems on the M5 heading westbound to Liverpool. And Cecil Park, truck broken down Elizabeth Drive at the M7. FPOS fees are for bankers, not businesses. Switch to Smart Pay, zero cost FPOS today. Visit smartpay.com.au. T's and C's and minimum turnover apply. Station sponsor. I'm Ian. That's later. Sydney traffic on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032. Keep it on.
Well, hello there. My name is Ben McCacken, and instantly I'm going to become cooler than what I actually am when on Hope Mornings real soon we talk about gaming. Yes, my friends, I'm not a gamer, but there is gaming news afoot. Two pieces of information that you definitely need to know, and instantly you're cooler, just like me, than we were seconds before. That is coming up so soon. First, good morning to you, Tom Grennan, Hope 1032.
I've been holding on to pieces, swimming in the deep end, trying to find my way back to you, cause I'm needing a little bit of love. Lately I've been counting stars, and I'm sorry that I broke your heart. It's something that I didn't want for you, but I'm stepping on broken glass, and I know this is my final choice. All I'm trying to do is find my path to you.
Hope 1032.
Keep at it, Sydney.
Everything happens for a reason, but you don't know what you don't know. And you'll never have peace if you don't let go of tomorrow. Cause it ain't even fake till your plan falls apart, but you still choose to follow. If it doesn't make sense right now, it will when it's over. There will be joy in the morning. There will be joy in the morning. Giving in to your feelings is like drowning in the shallows. Oh, you gotta keep believing, even in the middle of the unknown. Cause grace will be there when you come to the end of your rope and you let go. It may feel like you're going down now, but the story isn't over.
G'day, I'm Ben, that is Torrin Wells on Hope 103.2. I've got two bits of gaming news for you that even if you're, like me, not a gamer, this just makes us all sound cooler because now we know something about gaming. Ha-ha! The first update, Nintendo, is 135 years old. It celebrated its birthday last week. 135! Now, if you do the quick calculations, that was 1889, and yes, computers, consoles, cartridges were not invented then. Correct. Nintendo started out as a card company. Cards that were adorned with nature scenes and expertly crafted symbols, as the BBC is bringing us an explainer about. These became very popular, were used in gaming and then onto gambling. And it wasn't until about 70 years later that the early prototypes of what we now know as Nintendo games came to be. But how about that? Nintendo is 135 years old. File that away for the next trivia night that you're at. And number two, Sony PlayStation announced a sequel to a popular game. This sequel, Ghost of Tsushima, has a female lead character. And apparently, according to GamesRadar.com at least, there was quite the blowback, quite the response negatively about there being a female lead character in this game. Do you know who wasn't having that? A former head of Sony, a bloke called Sean, who got online and just said, it's a game, it's entertainment, it was a story created by this team of creators, they wanted to make it this way. If you don't like it, don't buy the game. Don't be going online and whinging all over the place about what some content creators have decided to do with a game. Instead, pull your head in about there being a female samurai lead character in this game. You don't like it, don't buy it. I kind of like the cool common sense of that. Oh, and how about that? All of a sudden, we're all gamers. Every other gamer does, an actual gamer doesn't agree with me at all. David Guetta, Hope 103.2.
It's complicated, it always is, that's just the way it goes. Feels like I waited so long for this, I wonder if it shows.
There's been so many times I got it so wrong, and a couple that I got it just right. I've seen the view from the top of the world, and the sorrow by the bitter graveside. I've seen some prayers get answered, and I've heard my share of no's, but there's never been a moment that you let me go. I've been uptown, I've been down. In the spotlight, I've been broke down. I've seen so much, might not know much, but there ain't nothing sweeter than His love. In the good times, through the hard times, fill my pockets full of sunshine. I see so much of the good stuff, but there ain't nothing sweeter than His love. I graduated from the school of hard knocks, but there's some lessons that I haven't quite learned.
One thing I know is you've been so kind to me, sweeter than a man could ever deserve. Cause we got that love from up above, and if it's all we ever get, we got enough. Better hold on tight, yo, no matter what. We got that never gonna leave us kind of love. Tennessee hills got me counting a blessing or two. Those moments in time, the best in my life, they all come from you. I've been uptown, I've been downtown, in the spotlight, I've been face down. I've seen so much, might not know much,
but there ain't nothing sweeter than his love.
Would you like to take a holiday to the moon, but you don't have bazillions of dollars to pay for that? I'm Ben. That was Toby Mac on Hope 103.2. So a moon holiday, you'd really want that, but can't afford the hefty price tag. Well, just head to Germany, Cologne in particular. Associated Press reporting on the Lunar Facility. It's near Cologne, and it's got about 900 tons of ground-up volcanic rock to represent the moon's surface. It's a bit bigger than a basketball court. And the low-gravity environment is simulated using movable ceiling-mounted trolleys that, now here's the bit, it follows around a suspended astronaut or rover and their movement, which, okay, so this isn't actually a holiday destination that any of us can go to and pretend like we're on the moon. We actually have to be a European astronaut to be able to... Yeah, so maybe plan a holiday that's less out of this world.
Hope 103.2, with you in the hustle and bustle of life.
What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising. Hope 103.2, looks like you have spring fever.
To everyone.
Yep, we've got spring fever, which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or anytime up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready.
Watch that.
Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
Are you a parent of a child experiencing autism? At Autism 360, we understand that every child's unique with their own strengths and challenges. Our mission is to empower parents with simple, evidence-based strategies to help your child thrive. Our team specializes in helping your child express their needs, manage big emotions, and become more independent. As parents, we know you're doing a great job, but with our help, you could become extraordinary. Visit autism360.com.au. Station sponsor.
1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Catholic Care Western Sydney and Blue Mountains is looking for volunteers to give 1 hour of their time a fortnight to visit lonely elderly people. You'll receive training so you have the skills and knowledge to fulfil this important role. Station sponsor Catholic Care Western Sydney is offering you this great opportunity to bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Become a volunteer visitor and help end loneliness. Just go to catholiccarewest.com.
Hope 103.2.
Some saw the sun,
some saw the smoke. Some heard the gun. Some bent the bow. Sometimes the wire was tense for the note. Caught in the fire. Say, oh, we're about to explode.
The young son of Jamaica, I love it.
No substance. Truth, they keep your dreams at bay. Don't stand and wait for the time to come. Come on, come on, catch me. We got miles to run. We are alive and skin and leaving these bones. Fire in the wind, we're burning out of control. We are the children chasing wonder and sin, chasing a vision, baby, like we're running down hell. Surface, let our lungs ignite. Slip past the guards before they raise the guns. Come on, come on, catch me, we got miles to run. We are alive and skin and leaving these bones. Fire in the wind, we're burning out of control. We are the children chasing wondrous dreams, chasing a vision, baby, like we're running down hell.
Need to breathe on Hope 103.2. If you don't fly, you get your money back. According to the head of the newest airline in Australia, Koala, which no, hasn't yet started flying and no, hasn't yet announced when it will start flying. And this on a day when Qantas engineers went on strike this morning and that caused all sorts of not greatness around airports around Australia. There are comments around by Bill Astling, chief executive of Koala Airlines, about what Koala intends to do to compete with Virgin and Qantas. And one way is that it won't be competing on fare prices to try to just bring the cost down, because according to Bill, that's not the best way to run an airline. That's not sustainable. Instead, Koala is going to try to fill niches that are left by the main carriers, basically trying to get us to places that the main carriers don't. And here's the other bit that I'm sure will definitely grab your attention. If you don't fly, this is the guaranteed cash refund policy Koala reckons it's going to run with. If you don't fly, you'll get your money back.
And the Oscar goes to...
And the Oscar goes to...
Hey, it's Russ Matthews from Real Dialogue.
And Laura from Hope Afternoons. Join us on the Watchlist podcast, where we look at film through the lens of faith.
Breaking down big ideas shaping entertainment today.
We'll help you decide what's worth the watch and which movies you'll be talking about long after credits roll.
Subscribe to the Watchlist wherever you get your podcasts and on the Hope 103.2 YouTube channel.
Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only four villas left, Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected three-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
Hi, Tim Gilbert here. New South lawyers solve problems. They minimise risk and seize opportunities. It's the New South way. That's why New South Lawyers is a national award-winning firm. Awards and reputation come from delivering results. From family law to building and construction disputes, your matters are complex. They demand experience and attention to detail. Let New South Lawyers handle the battle for you. Station sponsor, newsouthlawyers.com.au.
Here's Carl Faze with the Daily Nudge.
Blaise Pascal is one of the great minds of human history. Born in France in 1623, he emerged as a teenager to be a genius in mathematics and geometry. After years of work, he perfected a calculating machine. Alongside of Pascal's brilliant intellect was an openness to the experience of God in his life. When he died, they found a worn, creased paper, and written in his own hand were these words: "From about 10:30 at night to about half after midnight, fire. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. Not God of the philosophers and the wise, the God of Jesus Christ, who can be known in the gospel. Security, feeling, peace, joy, tears of joy. Amen." A brilliant mind who did not know God in his head, but experience God in his heart.
Carl Faze for dailynudge.org.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
1032.
Sometimes I feel like I'm alone, a bit too broken, unseen, unknown. Sometimes the doubt starts creeping in, so come remind me once again.
Mix
G'day, I'm Ben, that's Shepherd. Personally, I don't know why you'd want to put Jesus' name on a soft drink can, but in the States, some people have been trying to do that because recently Coke has offered the opportunity to customize cans, put a name or a message on, print it out, you'll get the cans, put it straight in the pool room. And you can follow some threads and images online, people claiming that they put Jesus loves you, and Coke rejected that, effectively banning that. But depending on what you read, that may or may not be the situation. So are we witnessing can censorship or people just getting steamed up about nothing?
Hope 1032.
Is your soap making your dry, sensitive skin worse? The answer could be as simple as Soap de Villa's divine range of goat's milk soap. Soft and gentle on skin and a trusted natural remedy for your skin irritations. Proudly Australian made and packaged in eco-friendly materials with free delivery. It's the goat of soap. Station sponsor Soap de Villa. Luxury in every bar. Order now at soapdevilla.com.au and save 10% with promo code RADIO.
Hope 1032.
Strength is gone. You're the one who calls me on. You are the life, you are the fight that's in my soul. Oh, your resurrection power burns like fire in my heart. When waters rise, I lift my eyes up to your throne. I will sing into the night. Christ is risen and on high. Greater is He living in me than in the world. No surrender, no retreat. We are free and we're
Stop and smell the flowers.
Sorry.
And listen to Hope 1032.
Could you pass me a tissue?
seems to me that you know just what to say. But words are only words. Can you show me something else? Can you swear to me that you'll always be this way? Show me how you feel more than ever, baby. Pay for this. I don't want to know the lover at my door. Just another heartache on my list. I don't want to be angry no more. You know I can never stand for this. So when you tell me that you love me, no, for sure. It's hard for me when my heart's still on the mend. Open up to me like you do your girlfriends. And you sing to me and it's harmony. Girl, what you do to me is everything. Let me say anything just to get you back again. Why can't we just try? I don't want to be lonely no more. I don't want to have to pay for this.
Does life hit you so hard that you've been knocked down? Have you gone too far to find the middle ground? Did they raise you so high just to pull you back down? Have you been so lost you could never be found?
'Cause I've been real, I've been fake. Been a sinner, been a saint. I've been so, so wrong. Yeah, I've made my mistakes.
I don't know what it's like to be you. You don't know what it's like to be me. What if we're all the same in different kinds of ways? Can you relate? We both know what it's like to be hurt.
When you should have been loved. Has there ever been a time when you stayed but you should have run? 'Cause I've been real, I've been fake. Been a sinner, been a saint. I've been right, I've been so, so wrong. Yeah, I made my mistake.
like to be you. You don't know what it's like to be me. What if we're all the same in different kinds of ways? Can you relate? We both know what it's like to be her. We both know what it's like to feel pain. But I think it's safe to say we're on to better days. Can you relate? Can you relate? Can you relate? Can you relate? I don't know what it's like to be. You don't know what it's like to be. But by the grace of God, we'll see each other's heart. Can you?
Hope 1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.
Supporting radical ideologies from overseas, other flags, and holding framed pictures of the group's former leader. The government is threatening to cancel the visas of any non-citizens who took part. Anthony Albanese has told a cabinet meeting the protests were concerning.
We've seen worrying signs over the weekend. We do not want people to bring radical ideologies and conflict here. Our multiculturalism and social cohesion cannot be taken for granted.
The first apparent Israeli strike on central Beirut has leveled an apartment building, while Lebanese health officials say at least 105 people have been killed across the country. The BBC's Hugo Bashaker reports.
Israel says its offensive against Hezbollah will not stop. And this is proof of it. A massive airstrike on the eastern Bekaa Valley, one of 30 in just 1 hour. There were also fresh attacks on southern Beirut, the group's stronghold. One of them, this afternoon, happened shortly after we drove through Dahiyeh. Once Hezbollah's beating heart, it now looks like a ghost town. Streets are empty, shops closed, and people are still trying to flee, with some apparently living on foot.
A man who kidnapped 4-year-old Cleo Smith from her family's tent at a remote Western Australian campsite has failed to have his sentence reduced. Terence Kelly attempted to appeal against his 13.5 years jail term, with his lawyers arguing it was excessive. The three Perth appeal court judges disagreed, dismissing the appeal. Commuters in Sydney's southwest are being told to expect slower journeys for the next year as a major rail line shuts down. Rhiannon Solomon-Marin reports.